ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Two Year 11 boys have been expelled from Yarra Grammar over a spreadsheet that used cruel and misogynistic language to rate their female classmates. Others face disciplinary action over the spreadsheet, which was shared on the communication app Discord. Yarra Valley Grammar reported the incident to Victoria Police, who said investigators will assess the information to determine if it's a matter for police. In a letter to the school community, the principal of Yarra Valley Grammar, Dr. Mark Merry, said it was important the boys learned that actions have consequences, and he joins me this morning. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Merry.
Well, thanks for having me, Patricia.
The emergence of this spreadsheet ranking girls on their attractiveness is shocking and appalling, but did it surprise you?
I think the cruelty of it surprised me. I'm well aware that young men make mistakes, everyone makes mistakes, particularly during your formative years when, you know, schools are a lot about young people getting it right and getting it wrong. So that's just the normal play for any school. But the viciousness and the cruelty of this particular post was what really struck me, and it was so alien to everything that usually goes on here that it really did cause quite shock.
Okay, you say, you know, alien to what usually goes on there, but, you know, when we see stories like this emerge, many make the point that this isn't just some bad apple situation, that it's about culture and it's systemic. Do you acknowledge that?
I made that very comment in my letter home to families. We can't just say, aha, we've excised the problem. Obviously, we've got to go back and look at the programs we run. And we do run a lot of programs on respect for relationships, gender boundaries, gender relationships and so forth with our young people. In fact, this year level had just come out of one. But if this can still happen, then obviously our program's only partially effective. So we need to go back and look at what we've missed and what we need to put in place to try and make sure these sorts of things don't happen, because the actions of a couple of individuals are magnified by social media to the point where the damage is awful. Now, so sexism and misogyny do happen here at the school from time to time, but the broader problem is it's fairly rife, I think, throughout our own community, and I think all of us need to step up, as you are now, and call it out.
Two students have been expelled and there are others allegedly facing disciplinary action. Some people on my text line make the point that when you expel students, you kind of just get rid of that particular problem rather than trying to educate them and, you know, deal with fundamentally these views, which can, of course, snowball into something even worse.
It's a fair question. Patricia, it's a fair question. And the very last thing principals want to do is exclude people from their school. That's the very last thing, because our first impulse is to educate and to restore, no question. But sometimes something is so heinous and so hurtful that the position of young people can become untenable in the school. And I mean that in terms of the other students, how comfortable the young women feel, whether they feel that this is being treated seriously, whether they feel they're being supported. And those are all considerations that go into the mix. And on this occasion, that's the call that I've had to make. Having said that, I agree with you. Don't just cast kids out onto the street and say that we're done with it. One of my missions over the next few days, and I've already talked to a couple of my colleagues and friends in other schools, is to have these young people placed in other schools and getting another start where they don't have any baggage and where they can make a really new start of it. So that's something that I'm committed to over the coming days.
And is it going to be a state school? Another person points out these kids sometimes get excluded and they end up being the state school's problem.
No, it's interesting. It's the contrary is the case. Generally among independent school and Catholic school heads, there's a gentle person's agreement. And that agreement is that, look, if I ring up a colleague and say, look, I've got this situation, they need a fresh start. Here's the facts of the matter. Can you help? They'll often say yes. I'll have a chat to them, we'll give them a run, because I know that one day I'll be picking up the phone and I'll have the same request made of me. So what we try and do is try and give young people another option within the network if we can.
Do the kids, the ones you've expelled, have they expressed that they get it?
Oh, look, Patricia, I don't know. And that's a real answer. I don't know. I really don't know if they get it because often in these cases there's the shock and of being caught and the shock of a sanction being imposed, and then there's a lot of emotions floating around, and then we relocate to another school. I get a fresh start, and I'm hopeful that down the track, you know, that there's a bit of reflection and self-reflection that goes on. Sometimes, to be brutally honest, you know, we have adult men who carry on like this. So sometimes people never get it. And that's the tragedy of all this. And I've said this a couple of times, and I really want to make this point. If we think this is just a Yarra Valley grammar problem, we've missed the point. Absolutely, we've had a problem here and we'll deal with it. But it's a problem in the community. It is rife, and it's up to schools and families and the interests that the media, positive influence the media are having in this space, and also workmates and friends to really step up and call this out. And only then will we get change. If we just rely on families or just rely on schools or whatever, it's not going to work.
Are these respectful relationship programs being run at your school and beyond, are they a waste of time? Are they not working?
No, actually, generally speaking, they're very, very good. How do I know this? I've witnessed myself year 10 boys coming out of one of these programs quite upset, in a negative way, but upset with the rawness of the presentations. And it's really hit home to them that these are really issues that they need to take on board. So they do work, no question. They do work, but they can't work in isolation, nor can us at the school, as we do, talk about care and respect and integrity and diversity and all the things that we talk about. That's not enough either. Mm. Clearly, if these things can happen here, which is a reasonably protected environment, they can happen anywhere. So I've given an assurance to our families that we're going to go back and we're going to pull it all apart and have another look at it and look at our programs and see where the holes might be and what might be more effective, and then redouble our efforts. I think the programs are running really good, but I don't think they're enough.
You said you're not sure if the boys get it. Do their parents get it?
Absolutely. This is the tragedy, Patricia. No one wins here. These are good families, you know, and when I say good families, they get it. They're appalled. They're bewildered.
I would be mortified if this happened and I had a son. Mortified.
I'm a parent and I've got two sons and they're in their 20s now. Both of them contacted me appalled. You know, the first contact I got from my own boys was they're absolutely appalled. And so, yes, I would be mortified, absolutely mortified. I'm mortified as a principal because, and I've said this to the year 11s, we had a meeting of all the year 11s and I've said to their families, the buck stops with me. Mm. I'm the principal of this community, and whilst I'm appalled and mortified, I can't wipe my hands of it. I've got to say, right, what have I missed? What have I missed? What have we missed? What can we put in place to make it better? And so I'm certainly, you know, that's the way I see it anyway. Yep, I'm personally appalled, but professionally I'm saying I have a responsibility here too.
How about the girls? Are the girls safe at your school?
Safety is an interesting concept. Physically safe, absolutely. Absolutely. Psychologically safe is a different thing, and I think this is really eroded, I think, the way these young women see their place in our school community. They feel rightly violated. They feel humiliated. I wish they didn't feel humiliated because it's not their humiliation. I know it's easy for me to say, but it's not them. It's the offender. Mm. But they feel humiliated. They feel hurt, Their families feel hurt. There's a lot of anger out there. So that's what we're going to manage in the coming days. And I'm drawing on really on the support of fellow students. We, the teachers, can offer support, and that's partially effective. But the real support comes from peers. And the capacity of our young people to show great kindness is wonderful to see. And that's what we're drawing on. I spoke to all our Year 12 class, which is a year level higher. And I said, look, folks, I need your help here. I need you as leaders in the school to step up and help me out here. We need to get behind these young women and back them. And they were nodding and they're saying, yep, we get it. So that's what we need to do in the coming weeks.
Can't imagine how hard it is to be a principal at times like this.
I've had better weeks, Patricia.
Yeah,
but again, I suppose it's not about me, of course. It's about the girls and the messaging.
Well, if you want to be a co-ed school, this is the thing, right? I mean, this is why so many people choose single-sex schools, because of incidents like this.
But again, young women can't be closeted away forever. And at some point, young men and young women have to work together and cooperate together and respect each other. Now, at what point does that happen? Yes, it can be deferred to university or the workplace, absolutely. But our view here, and this isn't a comment about what's better or worse, it's just our view. Our view here is that we have three-year-olds, boys and girls working together, all the way up through to year 12, and we have 1,850 students here in this school. Two got it wrong on this occasion. And there's a lot of other kids who are mortified and outraged and angry and hurt. And so if there's a silver lining, and, you know, it's hard to find one, but if there is, it's now going to be others stepping up among the students and saying, no, we don't tolerate this, and this isn't on, and we're going to back these young people.
Thanks so much for joining us.
No, thanks for your interest, Patricia. It's conversations like this that's going to turn this around.
Well, we need to be having them. Principal of Yarra Valley Grammar, Dr. Mark Mary. You're listening to Breakfast.